This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Applications for gun violence prevention grants are now available through the State Health Department. CPR's Justice Reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
20 Colorado organizations will be able to receive up to $10,000 each in grants to fund projects that reduce gun violence in their communities. The State Health Department says the initiatives must be evidence-based and must demonstrate proof of reducing violence. The funding comes from the Health Department's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Grant awards are expected to be announced in the spring. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The Board of Education for Aurora Public Schools has officially named Mark Seglum its acting superintendent. Seglum is the district's chief of staff. He is the sole finalist to temporarily replace Rico Munn, the former superintendent who left last summer. The board is searching for a permanent replacement through an Illinois-based education consulting firm. A new analysis from National Scientists shows 2022 was a year of weather and climate extremes. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration crunched the numbers and has a fresh snapshot of the U.S. climate. Last year was 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than average and had 1.5 inches less precipitation than normal. That means 2022 ranked in the top one-third of warmest and driest years on record. Human-caused climate change is helping fuel this kind of extreme weather, which NOAA says played a role in 18 separate weather and climate disasters last year. Those totaled more than $1 billion in losses each. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 42 degrees. This is CPR News.